Here's the thought I'll title, Focus Stacking with Dissimilar Images. A while back, I mentioned that Oliver Galliani did a project he called Strips. By taking a roll of 36 exposure film, putting it in his camera, running it all the way through, taking pictures of flowers at a flower stand on the street, and then he would rewind the film all the way back to the beginning, but not rewind the film into the canister. So he could run through another 36 exposures, which would layer additional images on top of the images he'd already made. And he thought this was all kinds of fun. They made some very interesting images. It's very much dependent on luck and therefore a bit of editing, but he made some fascinating images using this multiple exposure, layer on layer sort of idea. And I was talking about the fact that I know my camera, my digital camera, will allow me to do that too. So I've been playing around with that as a technique. Well, I received a very interesting email from a Lenswork listener, Dave Masuda, who writes, "Brooks, just listened to your Here's a Thought podcast in which you told us of Oliver Galliani and his Strips exploration project. I stumbled upon, entirely serendipitously, a similar surprise. I'd taken several series of macro photographs of flowers with the intent of running them through Helicon focus, which I did," he says. "But in one instance, I mistakenly sent several images of two different flowers to the focus stacking process. And then he showed me the two images, completely different flowers, completely different compositions, and then the Helicon focus result of attempting to merge these two images, which literally can't merge because they're not the same image. So the software is not trying to do an increased depth of field sort of thing because the images aren't the same. But it did try to blend them, and it blended them in a very interesting and surreal way and made what I think is a pretty cool photograph, and it inspires me to try this idea with some different images of my own. And I just love the fact that this was an accidental discovery that opens the door to a creative expression. I hope Dave is playing around with this and coming out with more of these kinds of images. He hasn't posted any of these over at his website, which is bunkhousephotography.com, but I hope he will because they're kind of fun and open up, like I say, an interesting door of exploration. And I just love it when photography provides us these kinds of accidental images that we can then turn into a purposeful technique to see what it's capable of. It's that sense of exploration that makes photography exciting. So thanks, Dave. I appreciate the idea. This could be a lot of fun.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.